unfortunately, we fail to deal with the systemic problems that we have. We do know that when people are left on their own to do things their way, there will be lapses, there will be some of these incidents. That's why we have regulators, we have institutions to check, to ensure that the safety of our people are intact. And therefore, we have institutions like the NPA, the fire service, like EPA, and even the assemblies to check that we do not endanger lives, and also periodically assess the risk that these installations pose to our people. But these people go to sleep, and when it happens, they go back again to rehearse their strategies to see what new things they can do, rather than, you know, improving their own regulatory capacities and ability to ensure that these things don't happen. And we are saying that if we don't get fixing the problem, we don't get at making sure these institutions actually work to deliver on their mandate. We're bringing out new policies, new solutions, but we will not be fixing the core issues or the problems that need to ensure these explosions happen.
Ghanaians are calling for the 100 meters away from residential facilities to be enforced. However, authorities say the focus now should be on safety. But the argument that why should safety be the focus when the authorities are not enforcing safety regulations?
The rules are clear, which has to be enforced. There are environmental permits, which also factor how, you know, communities interact with some of these installations to ensure that they are not exposed to human contacts and also activities that could endanger these installations. And these have to be enforced. And that is the truth. If we don't go at enforcing these regulations, then we will not be able to solve the problem. And that's why we're saying that immediately we have to do that audit that ensures that all gas installations and petrol filling stations are compliant with set regulations and standards, and to ensure that there are no possible leakages that, you know, could have some other stations explode in the near future. And those are the immediate steps that we have to take to forestall any other explosions from happening. If we do not do those things, then we think about something else to do. That would take time, and before we get at that solution, another explosion would have happened.
Basically, this was squarely in the domain of the EPA. You know, EPA is supposed to regulate all these things, the licensing of gas stations, you know, to make sure that the hazards associated with its management are taken care of. And so there is an issue of zoning. For example, I know that there are standards that regulate if you have a gas station, the minimum distance of the gas station to where other facilities like residential and other commercial buildings can be. So the issue is, like this particular one, where it started, has those minimum clearances been observed? And those minimum clearances are done so as to avoid the spreading of, like, a situation like this to the other adjoining development. So then if the first thing is the siting of that place, has it been covered by EPA permit and other relevant permit? Maybe you may have to get a permit from fire service as well. The management of the facility itself, safety standards, do they have all those things in place? So this is what needs to be looked at, whether those things are ongoing.